What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today I'm going to react to a video of a female truck driver influencer who gets arrested in Dubai for screaming at a man in public. But before we do that, I want to get into a word from PromoPalace.biz.
Marketing and promotion? Then look no further than PromoPalace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, PromoPalace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard a beautiful lady. If you need online marketing promotions, please go to promopalace.biz. You see it scrolling below. Get marketing and promotions at promopalace.biz. Okay, let's get into it.
I'm about to test drive this truck. It's a Mercedes truck. And it's cute. It's my first time driving one. I was also told I might be the first female truck driver to ever drive a truck in Dubai.
Alright, guys, so we gotta talk about a story in which the jokes just write themselves on this one. This story right here is hilarious, but also not hilarious at the same time. But yeah. I'm gonna warn you, I'm laughing at this one, right? Because this one's kind of funny. As we have to talk about a so-called social media influencer whose name is Tierra Allen. Now, on social media, she goes by the Sassy Truck Driver. Okay, she's a Instagram model-ish type woman. She's a black woman who likes trucks. Okay, she likes driving trucks. Okay, she's a strong, independent woman. And somehow, some way, she ended up out there in Dubai. I have a strong hint in regards to the real reason she's in Dubai, and it's not the reason that the news media is claiming here. But I'm gonna talk about that in a moment. She ended up out in Dubai. And now she has been detained, basically arrested for allegedly screaming in public. And once again, we have to talk about a story of a black woman finding out the hard way that when you go to other countries, you can't get away with the nonsense that you can get away with here in America as a black woman, right? Because in other countries, they actually have standards, right? And they're just not going to allow you to come into their country and just, you know, do what you want and to say what you want and to talk any type of way you want to people and think that you're gonna get away with it.
And let me chime in. I know she's a black woman and he was saying, you know, bringing up her race and whatnot, but that really applies for all Americans. Like, there's too many Americans that think they can just go to other countries and we can just apply American laws to other countries. It don't work that way. And that is so disrespectful to other countries to go to other countries and not follow their laws. To think that our laws apply wherever we go when they don't.
Really did F around and she found out. Take a look.
Described as terrifying for a Houston woman who we're told is being detained in Dubai. Fox 26's Domely Keith joining us live near downtown Houston with why she's being held, Domely.
Well, the crime she's charged with may surprise you, and Dubai is increasingly becoming a vacation spot for a number of Houston women. One who's there right now, according to her social media page, is trying to get back to the Bayou City, but according to her mom, her passport has been confiscated because she was charged with screaming in public.
It also could result in prison time. So it's very scary.
The trip turned terrifying for Tierra Young Allen when her mom says she was a passenger in a friend's rental car and they got into an accident there in Dubai. Tina Baxter says when her daughter went to the company to retrieve her ID, credit card, and other items left in the rental, Baxter says it did not go well.
She found out that she could only receive those items if she paid an undisclosed amount of money. She dealt with a very aggressive individual, a young man there who was screaming at her.
Baxter says her 29-year-old daughter ultimately yelled back at the rental car agent, she says, resulting in her being charged for screaming there in Dubai.
And so she is in jail for one reason and one reason alone. She raised her voice. In that country, a female is not even allowed to raise her voice. If she raises her voice, it's punishable by jail time.
It's been very emotional. There are some days I stay up all night crying.
They have a strict law system that is really based on theocracy.
This website warns, quote, laws and customs are very different, so be aware of your actions to ensure they...
No, their laws and system is based on what has been based on forever in Dubai, pretty much. It's been the same, you know. And that's the thing. We got to stop thinking, you know, we're such hypocrites. Like, you know, we try to force our views and way of life upon everybody, and we don't even follow our rules, you know, to the T. Like, we break, like, we expect people to, you know, go by our rules and regulations, and we don't follow them ourselves, you know. And like, people got to realize, before America, you know, there was no feminist, super big feminist movements and stuff like that. Well, there was at one time when they started claiming women were witches and stuff like that, and started killing them and whatnot when they weren't no witches. There's no such thing. But this country, the laws has been like this pretty much since the beginning of the times, you know. And if you go to these countries and you just refuse to pay attention to the laws or learn the laws and you break them, then you need to take some accountability. I mean, it must be very terrifying to have to be held accountable in life and society, you know, every now and then.
Don't offend while in United Arab Emirates. Now, after Baxter says her daughter was charged with screaming in Dubai, her passport has been taken, and the American social media influencer who works as a truck driver can't leave the UAE, according to her mom. And her mom says she's been placed under a travel ban pending the outcome of the investigation.
It's very frightening. The longer she's been there, the more reality has started to kick in.
In our opinion, she did not commit a crime. Don't punish women for doing the same thing a man can do in Dubai. It's not fair and it's not right.
You know what? His opinion don't mean shit. Because he just contradicted it. Himself, he before he said, oh, you know, they got strict laws based on theocracy, you know, women can't even do this, women can't even do that. And then you say, oh, my opinion, they didn't commit a crime. Well, guess what? Your opinion is wrong. Your opinion is wrong. And whether or not Dubai says men can scream at women and women can't scream at men, that's not America. It's not the United States of America. We don't get to apply our laws to Dubai. You know, this is another one of those Brittany Griner moments where people need to start taking accountability for their own actions. You know, like if I go to another country, you know, and I'm going to visit, only thing I'm doing is taking pictures and sightseeing, and that's it. I'm not doing nothing. You know, I'm not trying to get locked up in some other country. And that's the thing, when you go to visit a country, you probably possibly can't know every single law that you could possibly break, you know. So how about you just go there and, you know, in a civil manner? How about you go there and just go sightsee, take pictures, you know, eat the cuisines, do all the basics. Don't be looking to try to, you know, get high, find drugs, super duper party in a bunch of places you probably shouldn't be partying in. Yeah, I don't feel sorry for this chick.
Now, the 29-year-old does now have an attorney there in Dubai, and her mom says she's told that she could face jail time because there is surveillance video of her screaming. Now, we have reached out to the U.S. and the UAE embassies. Will government officials step in and give her assistance? I'm still awaiting responses. Reporting live near downtown Houston, I'm Domily Keith, Fox 26 News.
Yo, this story is hilarious for so many reasons. Okay, the first reason being that apparently Dubai has banned women being able to scream in public, which means that they've effectively banned black women from going to Dubai. I mean, that's effectively what they've done. They've banned black women from being able to go to Dubai because, again, if you're a woman and you can't scream in public, there is no way, no how, black women are allowed in Dubai, bro. There's a 99% chance. If you're a black woman and you go to Dubai, you're probably going to be arrested, okay? If you're a black woman, you need to stay as far away from Dubai as possible. Dubai and black women are not compatible if you're not allowed to scream in public. You can't make this up. You can't make this up. But apparently, again, this woman who allegedly, right, loves trucks, right? She's a truck driver. Again, I got questions about that, but hey, let's just go with it for now. Apparently, she got in a car accident, okay? In a friend's, I guess, rented vehicle or whatever. She went to go get her credentials back. Now, I'm assuming that she needed to actually be in the rental or whatever. And apparently, they tried to bribe her, right? They said, look, you got to pay an exorbitant amount to get all this stuff back or else we're keeping it, right? Which, again, you know, hey, in the U.S., again, that would be considered bribery, right? Which is, again, another reason why you should be careful when you travel outside the country and appreciate the rights and freedoms that you have in this country. But anyways, apparently, again, she did what a lot of black women do here in the United States, and she thought it was okay to yell and scream at a man, right? She thought it was okay to pop off, okay, because she's strong and independent, and she found out the hard way that they don't play that, right? They don't play that over there in Dubai. You're not allowed to scream at a man like that. You go to jail, right? You're a woman. You can't make this stuff up. You really can't. Okay.
And you know what? I think about probably some other countries, they probably don't allow that. Probably in Japan, North Korea. I definitely know they ain't allowing that shit in Afghanistan. Probably some African countries, you know. Yeah, I don't know if some Latino women would make it over there either. You know what I'm saying? A lot of women in general that want to try to scream in public and shit, you know, people, period. Actually, dudes would be good to go because it's just women ain't allowed to scream at men. I don't know if there's too, yeah, a lot of women wouldn't be able to make it in Dubai. American women, that is. Because they'll go over there and they want to, like the Karens, they won't make it. You know, those chicks won't make it. The Latinos with them hot attitudes won't make it, you know. Yeah, like, this is the thing, though. Why the fuck would you even go to a country if you're a female and they can arrest you for screaming at a man in public? Why the fuck would you even go to that country? Like, it's cool, you know. She's like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm the first female truck driver in this country, and you're probably gonna be the fucking last. You're probably gonna be the last fucking female truck driver in this country as well. Cause, you know, once again, people think we can take our American attitudes, our American mindsets, our American freedoms, and, you know, pack them in a suitcase and take them with us, you know, and unveil them across the world, you know, in all these other countries. You know, I guarantee there's probably far more than just Dubai where, you know, it'd probably be worse for women in other countries. In Afghanistan, they'll probably kill a woman for screaming at a man in public. they'll probably fucking mutilate her, chop her limbs off and things of that nature. North Korea, she'll probably disappear into a freaking prison camp, you know. Probably China as well. You know, that's the thing. Like, we got to stop acting like this is the only place in the fucking planet that women can't scream at men in public. You know, and we got to stop acting like feminism is going to spread across the world. It's not going to. I can tell you a lot of African countries ain't going to go with that either, because a lot of African countries are they're harsher on transgenderism and homosexualism. So, yeah, we got to stop acting like the United States laws apply. I know we try to be the sheriff of the world, you know, but it's not going to work. It's not going to work. Let's keep it moving.
Hey, you can't make it up. It's just funny to me how this is the second or third story that we've had about black women, right, going overseas and finding out the hard way that, hey, maybe the U.S. is a great country for black folks, right? Maybe the best place to be black in the world is in the United States of America. And I try to tell people this because I've been to some of these countries, right? I'm trying to tell you, there's no other place on the planet that's better to be black than the United States. Okay, and what kills me the most about these people who boohoo, whine, and cry for these people who get stuck in these other countries is that they always want to try to tell these other countries that their laws aren't just, right? Like, what should and should not be allowed in their country, right? Like, you heard her.
And their laws have been the same since the beginning of their, you know, country's creations, pretty much. So, I mean, their laws have been the same for thousands of years. American law is only hundreds of years old, you know, but once again, we want to, you know, it's funny how America says we don't believe in dictatorship, but we sure want to be a dictator, you know, we sure want to dictate everybody else's country, dictate everybody else's laws, you know, their laws are pretty much been the way they are. Their cultures have been the way it is for a long time. You know, women have never been allowed to scream at men in public in Dubai. That's never been allowed. You know, so they've been authentic and true pretty much to how they've always been. And you know what else? Like, when you go in like a pack of lions, you know, the female doesn't run the thing. A pack of gorillas, the female doesn't run the show. Like, same thing with animals. You know, like, females will try to protect their young against, you know, the males in the pack, but they don't run the show. You know, the king of the jungle is the male lion, not the female lion. You know, the male gorillas run the pack, you know, like, not even nowhere in the animal species do women run the packs. But that's the problem with humans. We don't follow natural laws. That's why man's laws are so bogus, because we can't even agree on the morals. So therefore, we can't agree on the rules and laws of society. You know, we can't agree on, you know, a man is a woman and a woman is a man, you know.
Lawyer talking about how I don't think that she was detained legally, right? I don't think this is legal. And I'm like, bro, who are you to tell these people what in their country is or isn't legal or what should or shouldn't be legal, right? If they say it's illegal for a woman to scream at a man in public, then it's illegal. It is what it is. You can't tell them whether or not their laws are just, right? Who are you?
I'm with him 1,000% on this. And why the fuck would you be this dumb of a bitch? Stupid, dumber than a bag of bricks, to go to a fucking country where it's illegal for women to scream at men in public. Why would you even go there? and think you and think it's okay for you to scream at a man in public. And she probably didn't know it, but guess what? That's no excuse. That is no excuse. It's not a good, it's not an excuse. You can't just go to countries and visit them and break the rules and their laws and say, well, I didn't know. And you know, like when, what was it? LiAngelo Ball stole in China. Like he could have, that could have went far worse for him if Trump didn't step in, up and help him out. That could have been far worse. And I think LiAngelo Ball and everybody else in the planet has enough common sense to know that stealing is a fucking crime everywhere. Stealing is a crime everywhere. Well, even though America wants to make it legal to steal, America wants to make it legal to steal because apparently, you know, people only steal because they are poor, which is horseshit. Sometimes people steal just because they steal. They just because they want what you have. Nothing to do with you being poor all the time when people steal. Sometimes they just want what you have. You know? Yeah, let me play a little bit more.
Who are you? Again, they tried to do the same thing with Brittany Griner in Russia. They tried to say, well, Russia, you can't be locking up Brittany Griner for smuggling narcotics into the country, right?
And Japan is the same way. Japan is the same as Russia. 5 to 10 years for marijuana laws. How do I know that? Because I used to, my mom used to live in Okinawa when my grandfather was stationed. And I always said I wanted to be born in Japan until I found out that Japan was 5 to 10 years for a lot for marijuana. So, like, I was up. Screw that. Never mind. I would thank God I was born in the USA. The only other country, I've been to Panama, and I ain't gonna lie. I love Panama. And if I was ever probably moved to another country, it probably would be Panama, you know. But Japan, nah. You can have Japan. You can have Japan. You can have Japan. Like, I ain't moving anywhere that locks anybody up for 5 to 10 years for smoking marijuana. But that's Russian law and that's Japan law. And guess what? If I go there, you best believe I'm going to respect it. You know, but I would never visit Russia. I would never visit Russia. I would visit Japan because my mother was stationed, lived there when my grandfather was stationed there in the military. And I think she would like to go back there sometime.
You're supposed to allow this. You're supposed to be cool with this, right? It's like, who are you to dictate another country's laws again, and whether or not they're again. Just, okay? These people really are full of themselves, okay, as Americans. I'm so serious.
Yeah, it's really hypocritical and a double standard for people who say we don't believe in dictatorship to try to dictate everybody else's laws. You know, I honestly believe that me and Greg Foreman here, you know, he's a North Carolinian, he's in Charlotte, I'm Fayetteville. We agree on a lot of things. I think we have a lot of agreement on a lot of things. And I don't think he brings a lot of his views from a religious standpoint of view. I don't think he's like a super duper Christian or whatnot. I could be wrong. But my views are like from the laws of nature standpoint of view, natural law, which there's a lot of things in natural law that do align with religion, like transgenderism and things of that nature. Like that's something that religion and laws of nature agree on, you know, that men can't become women and women can't become men. Let's keep it moving.
It's no wonder we don't necessarily have the greatest reputation when we travel, because again, this is the type of mentality these people have. They think that they're above other countries' laws. They can act the same way there that they act in America, and that's just not the case. But I gotta call Cap on this idea that she was over there in Dubai driving trucks or whatever, right? I think that she was actually in Dubai for the trains, right? Not necessarily for the trucks, if you catch my drift. Because she's a woman that, to me, is, you know, very curvy. She has an Instagram model look. I can already tell you what her niche is, what her what her selling point is, right, is that, again, it's she's a big curvy driver. Girl that likes to drive trucks. She's eye candy, right? And she probably has a bunch of men that watch her content because she is eye candy, right? She's a good-looking girl doing stuff that, you know.
Yeah, because, I mean, what's really exciting about content just driving trucks?
So men usually do, okay? There's a market for that type of stuff, obviously. I think, personally, if I, again, was a bet man, right, I would bet money that she's in Dubai or she was in Dubai for the reasons that most Instagram model girls are in Dubai, right? And it ain't to drive trucks, okay? It's because you have men in Dubai who will pay these women to come out to Dubai and to, you know, do things that, you know, women do for money, right, on Instagram in order to survive. Because a lot of these women don't make money off of having followers on Instagram or selling products or anything like that. They make money off of selling their bodies, okay? You guys know what I'm talking about. And, again, there are rumors that one of kind of the biggest places to do this is in Dubai because they have a lot of millionaires. I think the average person in Dubai is like a millionaire or something, okay? And they fly these women out, and they do all types of things to these women that are degrading, okay? And this is what they go through. But, hey, the women get paid a lot of money to do it, right? And that's what they're flying out there for.
And let me chime in real quick. You said the average person in Dubai is a millionaire. It's another reason why Dubai, I think, pretty much has no crime. Because they ain't allowing motherfuckers to just scream in public. They're not even allowing you to scream in public. This shows how I ain't allowing you to do shit. You get locked up for screaming in public. Shit. Nobody's trying to do nothing there. They're not trying to commit no crimes in Dubai. And Tony Yayo always says Dubai is the best. You know, everybody, every rapper always talk about performing Dubai and it's just how amazing it is. And I'm pretty sure a lot of them are going out there and they're not getting away with just doing whatever the fuck they want either. You know, but I'm with him on this. We got to stop thinking we could just pack our U.S. mentality, our U.S. mindset, our U.S. freedoms, and pack them in a suitcase and open a suitcase up when we get there and unveil them to the world and apply them to every other country when that doesn't work. And we got to stop sitting there dictating everybody else's laws, talking about whose laws are just, when their laws have been the same laws before America was even, Dubai's laws have been the same before America was even, you know, created. When it was just Native Americans here, Dubai's laws were still Dubai's laws, you know. So, yeah, man, we're such a double standard, such a hypocrites, you know, for a country that doesn't believe in dictatorship. We always trying to dictate shit. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.